From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Some bright economic news today. New gross domestic product figures for the third quarter show the economy barreled ahead over the summer, growing at close to 5%. But don't get too excited. Economists say that growth isn't going to last. Plus, there was also bad news today on employment. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now. Nancy, just yesterday on this show, we were talking about possible recession, the foreclosure crisis. Today, there's GDP growth. It feels like financial news lately can kind of give you whiplash. What do economists make out of all of this?
It's pretty depressing, Alex. I tried to get economists to sort of square the GDP growth, the good news today, on the one hand, with falling housing prices, which were also reported today. On the other hand, the economy did grow in spite of the housing mess. Businesses and exports were responsible for that growth. Exports are largely going up because the dollar is lower. That means that our products are cheaper for other countries.
That sounds good. Do you think that businesses can keep this up and eventually give consumers a bit of a breather?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
Economists say it's depressing. Economists say the housing mess and this tougher credit we've been talking about over the last couple of days, they're putting a drag on the economy. And in fact, today the White House downgraded its forecast for economic growth for next year. It's expecting GDP growth next year of 2.7%. That's down from earlier predictions of 3.1%. Now, as the economy slows down, unemployment numbers are going to be continuing to go up. Moody's economist Scott Hoyt told me that more and more of us could be getting pink slips.
We've heard a lot of announcements of coming layoffs from financial service firms, for example, that I don't think have been captured too well in the employment data yet because they really haven't happened yet.
All right, Nancy, I'm beginning to see the depressing part of all of this. Does this mean everyone's going to be in trouble?
No, that's the good part. Apparently, only 1% to 2% of the population have these pesky adjustable rate loans, and they're the ones who, God forbid, in some cases are facing foreclosure. Now, that is according to another economist I talked to, Standard & Poor's David Weiss. Weiss says everything should be fine for the rest of us if nothing else happens, but that's a big if.
What happens if oil goes up another $20? What happens if the financial freeze that we've seen occurring starts spreading beyond mortgages and forces major cutbacks in investment?
Okay, Nancy, so give us some answers. What happens then?
We are all affected, Alex. If your company stops investing in new technology and lays people off, if you get laid off, you wouldn't be likely to, say, buy a new car. If I'm an auto worker, guess what? You're not buying a new car. I get laid off. We're all interconnected.
Thanks so much. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.